Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website's on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, The Third Ingredient. I'm having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 20 years. He is the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, also Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. And we're talking about that, folks. What is it going to be? What is the landscape post-pandemic going to look like as you make a decision? You know, do I want to move forward? Do I want to shut it down now? Do I want to try to sell now? Do I want to try to build the value back up? John, thanks again for being here. I suspect a lot of people, a lot of upper quartile baby boomers are going to say, you know, this is going to change my retirement plans, but I can live on what I've got, and my real estate's worth going to be worth something. I don't have to do anything with it right now. I don't think I want to slay another dragon. I'm out. What do you think, John?
I think it'll happen. I think it's going to be
by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
You know, it's hard. It's hard for any business owner to think about it when the economy's booming and every time he looks at the P&L, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
which it was the 1st of March of this year.
Yes. I had so many clients that had record Marches. As one of them told me, he said, March was the best month in the history of my company. I think April's going to be the worst.
Wow.
People will be buying companies, certainly with 0% interest. You're going to have the private equity groups on the prowl. But even before, they wanted to see, you know, usually they want to see 3 to 5 years of financials. The professional buyers have been looking at 2008 and 2009, and they want to see how you sustain and how you recover. And, you know, this goes to your book, Jim, and before The Third Ingredient, The Age of the Customer.
Mm-hmm.
Buyers know more about the industry than most of the owners who are selling the company.
Mm, that's exactly right. The future, and they know about the direction of the industry.
Right, and they're going to know how the industry recovered, and they're going to be able to benchmark your company against others in the industry. And if you didn't recover as quickly as your industry did, there are going to be hard questions about why you aren't as good as everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's no longer a matter of, look, I went down 30%, but I came back 20. Yeah, but your industry came back 45. Sorry.
Well, yeah. John, what do you think about this scenario? Let me put it this way. If I were given the task of growing market share in post-pandemic U.S. economy, I would say, why would we try to buy another company? Why don't we just wait and see who goes out of business and just go after their market share? What do you think, John? Don't you think that's going to be where they'll spend their resources?
There'll be some of that.
Therefore, if you're a regional competitor of them, you never wanted to buy them, you were never going to buy them, you go get their business.
You could. But the thing is, too, that's the next thing I was going to get to was the adaptability, new sales techniques, new products, new customers, new services. You know, how are you going to reach out to those people? You're not going to put a bunch of people on airplanes, and you're not going to put them in their cars. You know, how can we close deals without ever being face-to-face with the customer?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to become a big question, certainly a big question in the near future, and I think it's a long-term question, too, because the savings that people are seeing by officing at home, by remote communications, are huge, and smart business owners want to preserve those savings. And the ones that don't, the ones that say, well, I'll wait till this is over, and then we'll go back to doing what we did, are not going to get value for their company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that leads to, and we talked offline about this, unused space. Now, if your lease is up, you may have an add back to your earnings. Mm-hmm. You can go to a buyer and say, look, I'm not using 40% of my space, and my lease is up in another 6 months, so I'm going to add that back because that's money you're going to be earning instead of mm-hmm. paying if you buy my company. But it works the other way, too. If you've got 3 or 4 or 5 years left on your leases, a buyer's going to come in, especially a professional buyer like a private equity group, and say, you know what, I'm deducting that from your future earnings because mm-hmm. I think that's wasted money. And if they deduct it, as you know, they'll deduct it and then multiply it times 3 or 4 or 5 right. or whatever the multiple offering for the company is. Right. Yeah. Right. You know, they're also going to look at your technology. I've still got a couple business owners that are like, well, that's okay. I adapted. I can Skype on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not good enough. If your people aren't equipped to handle modern technology, if you don't have cameras and remote capabilities and modern operating systems on every computer in your business, we've already started to see this in the acquisition world. They will take that off your profitability. They'll say, right. wait a minute, you're on Windows 7. I've got to upgrade all your computers. I've got to upgrade all your equipment.
So you're going to have to balance. You're going to have to balance having enough of a footprint to show critical mass with having an organization that's nimble and flexible and able to work remotely. That's going to be about. I'm calling that the scenario. That's part of what I'm calling the new regular, John. This is the new world we're entering post pandemic, isn't it? Having to balance all that.
It is.
And that's new. That's new for most of us, isn't it?
It's the world we thought only belonged to tech companies up until right now.
Yeah.
And now we're realizing it belongs to it needs to belong to the plumber and the dry cleaner and everybody else.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. More of his wisdom after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.